Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys. Welcome in. It's another Panther Rants podcast. It's Monday. After another Pitt football victory. And this just isn't a, your typical victory weekend. It's championship weekend. That being said, Pitt took care of business on Saturday. You all watched it. Well, I watched pretty much the end of the first half. And I watched the rest of it. Long story short, I've been on call till Tuesday AM, and we, where I worked at, we took on some more emergency departments because we have other satellite sites, and we took on their EDs, and it's just been a living hell ever since. Then, of course, all my calls have been late at night because it's always the night shift crew. So, I ended up sleeping in on Saturday because of that, because I was up pretty much all night, and I woke up, and Pitt was down 3-0 to Wake Forest. Bama and Citadel were tied, which I thought was kind of funny. We'll get to that here in a minute. And Maryland was up 17-3 at Ohio State. I swear to God, when I woke up, I was so jacked up. I thought that Maryland was beating Ohio State 17-3 in the fourth quarter. Then finally, when my brains got unscrambled from being up all night, I realized, oh shit, it's only second quarter. But it was an exciting game, and Matt Canada did some big things. But personally, if I'm Maryland, I'm taking the tag off of Matt Canada. I think if he can get the guys in Maryland, he can do damage. I think with this group he has now, he can probably do damage. But anyways, I'm not the AD, so I can't really make that decision. But that's just what I would do, because somebody's going to wrap him up if they don't. And it could be somebody in their conference, because I know for a fact that Dave Warner, I guess Michigan State's getting tired of Dave Warner. And Michigan State's offense has gone really stale. I mean, they lost to Nebraska on a bunch of field goals. I mean, they lost 9-6. I mean, 9-6 is a baseball score. It could be a hockey score too, depending on how badly the teams play offense. I mean, not offense, defense. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, if 9-6 in hockey, that's kind of like Mario Lemieux era, pretty much. You know where Mario scores like 7 goals and they win like 9-6. But I mean, that was the Penguins of old. Yeah, that's how good the guy was. I mean, Pens were, they weren't bad. They were just mediocre. But he made them a lot better than that. But, somebody's going to probably wrap him up. And Lord knows how many jobs he's had in the last three or four years. And he just keeps bouncing around. I mean, it was Pitt, then LSU. Well, Pitt, paying him big enough money to keep him, but LSU, bigger, much richer program. I think offered him $1 million. If you're a coordinator, you obviously take the $1 million, which he did, and he got fired in the offseason because basically Orgeron didn't like what he was doing. And but you know, people want to blame Canada for last year because of how good they are this year. But the thing is they're winning because of their defense for the most part. That's about it. Their offense really isn't anything to write home about. But back to Pitt, you know, and then, of course, Bama and Citadel were tied 10-10 at half, and people were all freaked out about it. And, you know, Saban does this stuff all the time. That's why you have to be careful when you bet. When you're taking Bama with the points on anything, because a lot of times he will he'll ease up on his opponent. Now here he just gave, you know, he just gave their opponent, his opponent, a little bit of glory there for being tied up at 10.5. And I said, probably second half. As a second half, they'll probably draw about 40 on him, and that's about it. And, you know, that's pretty much what happened. They woke, the second half, they just kicked their ass, and that was that. So Pitt was down the wake. 3-0. And it obviously wasn't looking good. But then Pitt would score. It was 6-3, and somehow, you know, well, actually the extra point was blocked. Wake would march down the field and make it 10-6. And so, you know, that's pretty much what the score was. And it seemed, you know, Wake will obviously... was a much different team than what we saw when they played Notre Dame and Clemson. They just got better. And they obviously game plan for Pitt. And so did the ACC referees as well. I mean, they did a hell of a job game playing against Pitt. I mean, there were some... they put her off at some pretty peculiar spots because, they were calling holding calls. Well, the plays normally would be where we break nice runs. They were calling hold. They were finding ways to call holds. And, of course, Wake got away with everything. And Wake did a hell of a job at stopping Pitt's running game, which would force... Pitt's hand on throwing the football, but Kenny Pickett had a really good first half, although the score didn't indicate much. Second half was a little different. He lit it up, made big throws. Of course, there was that rope he threw to Taysier Mack, where it made a 20-10 Pitt, and it broke the game wide open. And we also had a short touchdown pass where Lopes ran to the corner of the end zone. We don't get to see that as much, but Lopes ran a hell of a route. But yes, the second half Pitt just busted it wide open, and they beat the outscored Wake. I believe it was 20-3. But I think where the game really turned was Pitt was Pitt was at the goal line. Pitt's defense was against Wake. Wake had a 4th and goal, and they were driving down the field on us. And I believe at the time it was. It was either 13-10 or I think it was 20-10. It was one of the two. But Wake had us on the ropes. And all they had, I mean, there was one guy from Wake we could not freaking stop, let alone cover. he was just getting the ball and he was doing damage. I mean, he was a George Addison type back. They hassled the ropes and they settled for a field goal. And after that, Pitt was, you know, Pitt scored on the next drive, and that was over. Plus the throw that rope to Taysir Mack, pretty much, it really tore the souls out of Wake, and that was that. They couldn't recover, and Pitt just piled on after that. So Pitt is the Coastal Champs. It's an awesome feeling. The shirts they wore look really nice. You know, Dan Marino was there as well. As you know, if you looked on social media, he was, you know, conversing with taking pictures with the fans, and he was in the locker room after the game. And yeah, I mean, I can acknowledge that the Coastal isn't great at all. It's a pretty mediocre division. I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy the division title, rather than bitch and moan and be cynical, which is what we love to do as Pitt fans. I'm just gonna sit back and enjoy it. We got the division and we're playing an ACC title game. I mean, we never thought this would ever happen. I mean, the opportunities have been there. But obviously, things look very bleak early in the season. And, you know, I'm seeing people pointing at the media criticizing Pitt for early in the year. But the criticism was, they were right to criticize Pitt. Because Pitt came with a lot of hype going into this season, and you start out the season getting shellacked by Penn State 51-6, where your team just quits in the second half. And then you lose to North Carolina, who's horrible. And then the next week, you top it off by getting blown out by Central Florida. And I get that Central Florida's ranked, but the thing is, people don't seem to get it as their P5 team. The pollsters don't really care. They don't really watch Central Florida. They don't care what they've done. All they know is Central Florida is a non-P5 team. That's it. They don't care about anything else. So when you lose to them, that's all they care about. Well, they lost to a non-P5 team and got blown out by them. So that's why Pitt is ranked, you know, they're ranked in the top 25, but that's why they're ranked as low as they are. If they beat Miami this week, they're probably going to go up in the polls even further, as they should. But you know, finally, it seems that Pitt's clicking all cylinders, and defense did a hell of a job. I mean, Wake moved the ball on him, but Pitt's defense made plays. And big ones at that. Because it seemed like Wake was equaling the intensity of Pitt. Because they have a bowl game on the line. And they were just attacking. But anyways, guys. Hell to Pitt. Enjoy the W. Enjoy the Coastal title. As we're getting ready for the ACC Championship in December. And it's cool as hell to see Pitt fans making their travel plans. They're all excited about going to Charlotte in December. I mean, that says a lot right there. Charlotte in December. I mean, it's not Florida. It's not California, Hawaii. It's freaking Charlotte. But hey, it's exciting. I mean, yeah, like I said, the season didn't start out the way we wanted it to. obviously the team, you know, has had their flaws, so they're not free from criticism. But they're playing in the freaking ACC championship games. Who gives a shit? So enjoy it and enjoy the trip, because we got Miami coming up, and then next side matchup with Clemson, and you know, I said pretty much this was a contest to see who could get the crap beat out of my Clemson, but I don't know. I don't think Pitt's going to get the crap beat out of my Clemson. If they play the way they're playing, they may, they have a chance. They do now. Pitt's going to be a heavy underdog in this game. But we all know about Pitt and their history about being heavy underdogs. They always find some way to win. They just pull it out. So hopefully we can make a lot of people broke in Vegas. All right, let's go into the rest of the stuff here. Oh, yes, Virginia Tech. One of the most hilarious headlines from yesterday. Virginia Tech is 4-6, and they got their game against Virginia. They're right, you know, seeing a rivalry game. They, if they win this game, they want to make up their game against Marshall that got canceled because of the hurricane. Because obviously, a bowl implication's on the line. But if they lose, then they won't make up the game. I'm not sure what the logic is on this, but your team's 4-6. You guys were bad this year. And now you want to try to... Now all of a sudden there's a game you want to make up because there's bowl implications on the line, which makes no sense whatsoever. None at all. I don't get it. You know, one bit, I don't understand it at all, but I'm not sure what a bowl game is going to do for Virginia Tech or why they want it so bad that they have to do this. Maybe because of the seniors, they want to do it for them. Send them off with a bowl game. But there's plenty of teams that, you know, they send their seniors off that don't get to play in bowl game. Some programs don't get to play in bowl games at all. And their seniors pretty much have to go out. So I really don't understand why they're doing this. I think it's stupid, but oh well. It's Tech. All I can say is go Hoos. And Les Miles is the new head coach at Kansas. And the media is really, for some reason, really hating this hire. They don't like it. I mean, I'm not sure what they expect Kansas to do at this point. Because everything they've done has failed, for the most part. You know, Mangino, he made that program pretty relevant. I mean, to a point where they were playing the Orange Bowl. Then he gets fired because of a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. So he's gone. They brought in Turner Gill. And Turner Gill, at the time, won the MAC championship with Buffalo, which was unheard of because Buffalo wasn't really good for the most part. But he took him to a MAC championship, and he got the job right after that. And it seemed like a really good hire because it was the Big 12, and Gill's a Big 12 guy. Well, it all fell apart. All of a sudden, I mean, it just was dismantled really bad. And they had to fire Turner Gill, and to follow it up, they bring in Charlie Weiss. Charlie supposedly had a schematic advantage, which none of us could figure out what the hell it is. Not sure what kind of a van she had. If it was a really good one. But Shelly, he got fired as well, and it's just, ever since then, it's just been a bunch of bad hires. So, I mean, Kansas has tried everything at this point. So they're bringing Les Miles. And Les Miles, obviously, is a defense, run the ball type of guy. He's all about power football. So he's bringing that to the Big 12, where pretty much nobody plays defense. It's all offense. It's all air raid and spread offenses. And I guess the argument is people don't think that Les will be able to, be able to stand a chance, especially with Kansas as well. Because if you look at the, obviously there's not much talent there either. But in the case of Les, he may not be the guy. After all, he may, but he may not be. Basically, what they need is somebody to come in and bring players into the program. They need to recruit, and that's where Les is going to. That's where Les comes in. He'll get players in to that program. But he also has to hire a hell of a staff, and he has to be more offensive minded, because pretty much this is where this game is going, is offense. So you hope there. Because if there's one thing that you may have heard Les Miles down the road, is he really never adjusted to the game, because the college game is always changing, and his formula after a while failed miserably. And LSU's now still trying to dig themselves out of it, but not sure if they ever will. Alright. So let's go to the rest of the college football games. As we look at our regional rivals, Penn State beat Rutgers 20-7. I watched part of that game, and Rutgers is just freaking horrible. I'm not sure if Chris Ash survives that whole onslaught. I mean, I just found it funny that Rutgers, decides to post the five things to hate about James Franklin. And it used to be funny, and I'm sitting there like, okay, you guys are ripping the hell of this guy, but your coach has only won one game this year, and he's 7-27 now in his three seasons already. Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. It's actually pretty dumb. But yeah, so Penn State obviously is doing, they're doing fine with James Franklin. Whereas Rutgers probably is going to be looking for another head coach again. Couldn't happen to a crappy program. But if you're going to make a rivalry somehow, if you can't make a rivalry with a team on a football field, might as well do it, in blogs or in articles. Other stuff going on: Clemson hammered Duke 35-6. Notre Dame shellacked Syracuse, and Dungy got hurt in this game, so there was that. Washington State dropped 69 on Kevin Sumlin, so the Mike Leach train goes on. West Virginia lost to Oklahoma State, 45-41. West Virginia was up 10 points at one point. It was 41-31, and somehow Oklahoma State just rallied back and won it. But I give credit to West Virginia, because they didn't quit. There was under a minute left, and freaking Will Greer had him already at the 10-yard line, or at least near it. And it fell short. They had one play to run, and that was that. But West Virginia played a hell of a game. But, you know, Dana Holgorsen is supposed to be being mentioned for the Colorado job. Colorado would make absolutely no sense for Holgorsen, and I don't think he'd ever take it. It's a lateral move, and Holgorsen's a Big 12 guy, so he's not going to go to the Pac-12. I get that Colorado was once a Big 12 school, but it's Pac-12 now. So I don't see him going there at all. It would make no sense whatsoever. I think he rides out at West Virginia. Texas knocked off Iowa State 24-10. Iowa drops to 25 in the polls. The hell did Iowa State get ranked so high? I mean, this is what's so crazy about the top 10. There's so many mediocre teams, and they're all ranked high. I mean, that's just how bad college football is. It's gotten so far this year. You got maybe 4 to 8 core teams, and the rest of them are just... And you got a few mid-level. They're somewhat decent, and you got some pretty mediocre ones, and I guess they don't know where to rank them. But Tom Herman's wife wore a Okay Cool Hook'em shirt. So I guess they must know about the whole Okay Cool Hook'em thing that Tom likes to do when he replies to emails from old coaches. But, you know, I think it's grade A trolling that they did. And they were selling shirts for charity, which is even more hilarious. But, yeah, as far as the rest of the weekend goes, there wasn't really much else to talk about. If we go around the ACC, Florida State knocks off Boston College 22-21. I had Boston College winning this game. But I'm not sure what the hell happened here. But Florida State pulled a win out of their ass. They're horrible. NC State shellacked Louisville 52-10, so... Louisville continues their downward spiral. North Carolina beat Western Carolina, which is it's a 1A school. Georgia Tech knocked off Virginia 30-27. So, you know, Pitt obviously got some help there, but it's good to see Pitt not back into a division title. And of course, Miami hammered Virginia Tech 38-14, which is a big surprise there. So I'm not sure what's going on with Virginia Tech, but they're just bad, and I think obviously the Bud Foster era is pretty much coming to a close. But there's issues with their offense as well. Like I said, I watched Miss Notre Dame, their offense, and I thought their quarterback was very subpar, and I thought, you know, he was no better than Pick at the time. But they just Virginia Tech pretty much just gave up. They quit. But pretty much that wraps the college football weekend and a lot of stuff that happened. A lot of great things happened. You know, it depends on who your team was. You know, if you're Pitt, you're obviously walking in the office ecstatic as hell. Shit, I would too. Actually, I'm heading almost there now, but hey, it's a great feeling. And we never thought, the thing is we can sit there and complain about how our division is and how this and that. But you know what? We never thought we'd end up here, ever. And we're here. So, screw all the analytics and whatever else. Enjoy the Coastal Division title. And let's get Clemson. Let's get them out. But of course, we got Miami first to take care of, and hopefully Pitt's. I like to see Pitt take care of them and get 8-4. And if they do that, then that's awesome. Then of course we got the Pitt's gonna have 14 games this year depending on what they finish against, you know, the AC title game, they got the bowl game after that. But I hope Pitt still lands a decent bowl. I get that we don't travel well, but I believe we will put out an entertaining product where people want to flip on the television and watch us. And we got these cool uniforms that people, you know, that everybody likes. I mean, they're so awesome. We put those, we put these uniforms on, your T-rings are shoot through the roof. All right. Steelers obviously knocked off Jacksonville 2016. It was a bad game all around, and ESPN couldn't help themselves by, you know, using the Jalen Ramsey quote, and of course putting up a video or GIF of Ben being picked off the end zone. And what was great about this GIF was the fact that that the Steelers would rally and win the game, and Ben would score the game-winning touchdown. So Jalen can have his little quote. And you know what? Jalen can obviously, he can analyze Ben some more when he watches Ben in the playoffs. Because he's obviously not headed there. The way things are going. Obviously Jackson needs a quarterback now. Because Bortles obviously just isn't getting it done anymore. And it sucks for Bortles, but excuse me. But if I'm not mistaken, Bortles was a top three pick, or was he an overall? So if I'm drafting a quarterback that high, I want him to to eventually reflect his level of play. So if I'm drafting a quarterback in the top five picks, You obviously want his performance to reflect it. And the thing is it hasn't. So you gotta get rid of him. And if I'm being totally honest about what happened here, is I wouldn't even draft him that high. I get that you need a quarterback, but if he's not like one of the top 10 best on the board, don't draft him. Go sign yourself a journeyman and until you eventually find the guy you want to draft. Because if you want a developmental quarterback to develop, well, go in the second round. Derek Carr was still available at the time. Then Teddy Bridgewater was too, actually. So I don't really feel bad for Blake Bortles. Or Jacksonville at that point. That's who they decide to pick. But the thing is, if you're drafting a QB that high, he should at least reflect that play eventually. And he hasn't at all. He's had some glimpses, but it's been more bad than good. I mean, when the Steelers drafted Ben Roethlisberger, he wasn't a top 10 pick. I think he was more top 15 at the time. And we had to get ahead of Buffalo to do it. And it worked out for us because Ben just came in and started winning right away. But yeah, I mean, if I'm drafting the quarterback really high, I want at least have him reflect that play. And especially a first round QB, not to mention a top 10 pick. And it hasn't, so if I'm Jacksonville, it's probably time to move on from that. Go find somebody in the offseason. If you can, because you obviously can't find them during the season. Alex Smith is hurt, so there's that. The Skins, they had to obviously find themselves a QB, but I think their season's pretty much over with. Although they play in a really bad division, so at this point, so 8-8 can probably win it. So if they can muster at least two more victories, they should be able to clinch that the division. But we got We got an exciting game tonight though, Kansas City and the Rams. That should be a fun one. Sure, lots of offense we played. But anyways, guys, I'm gonna go in, clock in. It's been 35 minutes. Enjoy your week. Hell to pit.